Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord. We're glad to greet you on this Sunday morning and also to wish all of our fathers a happy Father's Day and remembering all those fathers who have gone on ahead of us. And to our fathers and forefathers, grandparents as well, we remember you on this day. It's a day set aside especially for fathers, for those of us who may still be blessed to have our fathers with us. I hope you're enjoying your day together. And again, for those of us whose fathers have gone on, we remember them and pray that we are honoring them with our life living. Amen. But most of all, we give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on this day, blessing us and allowing us to be here, to be able even to share in a word and to fellowship this way in praise and worship to our Lord, given the adoration, because it is a great day. It is a great day for you because it is the day that the Lord has made. If for no other reason, we can rejoice in it for that He has made this day and allowed us to be in it, to be able to participate in what goes on in this day. So for that, we're grateful. Having said all that, let us just pause for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Lord, we just thank you. We're humbled by you, Lord, that you have blessed us to be here. Some of us are reminiscing, thinking about days gone by and days and events that we've had with our fathers, and we thank you for those memories as well. And now, Lord, as we continuing this day, we pray that we do so, living and walking in your spirit with our whole armor of God on, also, Lord, that we can be able to stand against the tricks, the traps, and the attacks on us by Satan and his minions. We're praying also, Heavenly Father, that we can conduct ourselves in such a manner, Lord, that not only can you get the glory out of our life living, but we're praying also, Heavenly Father, that those who might not even know you in the part of this and be able to look at us and see you through us. Again, Lord, praying that you would get the glory from our life living. I pray, Lord, that you allow me to be a servant used by you this day, Heavenly Father, to say that which you would have said. And praying, Lord, that I can do this void of my pride, my ego, my vanity, in hopes, Lord, that some soul will be edified, sanctified, and that you will be glorified. For this I do pray in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Amen. Getting right into our message for today. We're looking at the Gospel of St. Matthew, the third chapter, the 13th through the 17th verses. Those of you who can turn with me. Turn with me as we go to the Gospel of St. Matthew, the third chapter, beginning at the 13th verse. Today I will be reading from the King James Version, and of course, for the benefit of those who may not be able to or do not have your Bibles with you, I'll just read these few verses in your hearing. Let us hear what thus saith the word of the Lord. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering, said unto him, Suffer it to be so, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." We have read from Matthew, the 3rd chapter, the 13 through 17 verses. May the Lord bless the reading and hearing of His word and sanctify His truth deep down in our hearts. Beloved, let me say something to you. Now, some of you might say this is just my opinion, and for the most part, it is. But I'm going to make a statement that I think is very, very much true. And that is, every son wants confirmation from his father. Every son wants confirmation from his father. Some people word it differently. Some people say validation, and some people says approval, and the list can go on. But I'm saying that every son wants confirmation from his father. Now, it doesn't matter if he knows his father or not. It doesn't matter if he ever knew him. There's something in that son that wants the approval of his father. That wants to hear his father say, "Yeah, good job, son. Oh, you're doing all right. Keep doing what you're doing," and so forth. But he wants to hear that from his father in some way or form. Doesn't matter if his father is a very important executive somewhere, chairman of the board of something, or if his father's a street sweeper. He just wants that confirmation from his father. It's just a desire in a son to want that. Now, I want you to imagine. I want you to imagine that you were one of those in this crowd. You were in this crowd, okay, waiting to be baptized by John. Just imagine. Okay. I mean, you heard John's teaching. You heard him admonishing, his admonishings to the Pharisees and the Sadducees. You might have even repented of your sin, and you were now waiting for your turn to be baptized. And then all of a sudden, as the scripture says in this Matthew, the 3rd chapter, he said, "Then come Jesus from Galilee to Jordan to John to be baptized of him." Now you just try to imagine this. You've heard this great teacher. You've heard him, you've heard of him. You've got a good idea of who he is. And here he comes to John to be baptized. You know why you're there. And you can imagine why all the other folks are there. But why in the world would Jesus come there? Now, this would be your thoughts. Unexpectedly, nobody would question you for having these thoughts. But on top of that, John, now you've been baptizing folks. You dipping them. They going in, and you look up, and as you were admonishing the Pharisees and Sadducees, telling them about one is coming who's mightier than I am. I'm just baptizing you with water, but he's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. And you look up, and here he is. Here he is. You recognize him. You know him. And not only is he there, would have been nice. You said if he was there, they say, "You're doing a good job, John. You're doing what I sent you to do, John. Folks are coming and they're coming to me. Great job, John." You would have loved to have heard that. But you did not expect to hear him say, "All right, John, I'm in line. This is my turn." John shocked, humbled, and felt like, "Hey, I'm listen, Jesus." He goes on and said, "Jesus, no, this is not for you. I mean, it's not for me to do this to you. No, you're Jesus. I should be baptized by you." This too, expected. Stu is not shocked that John would respond in this manner, that he would react in this way. Well, didn't quite go down like John thought, and Jesus didn't say, "Yeah, you're right, John. I'm gonna digress, and you continue doing what you're doing. I'm okay. I'm all right, John." Nah. Jesus let John know something that's very important, and I hope y'all don't miss this. Matter of fact, let me reread verse 15, because I don't want you to miss this. I want you to get this. I want you to get this. "And Jesus answering said unto him, Suffer it to be so now." This is right after John said, "I should be baptized by you, yet you come to me." Now, this is what he said. This I want you to get this what Jesus said, because this is very important. He said, again, "Suffer it to be so, for thus it becometh us." Isn't this sound familiar? Isn't this sound familiar? Even as we've been taught when we pray, and give us this day. Give us. We preach with the other, with the brethren in mind as well. Jesus stated, "It becometh us to fulfill all righteousness." So what does that mean? What does that mean? Do we not teach that he that believes and is baptized, once you believe, you get baptized? Why was this important? Why was it so important for Jesus to get baptized? He committed no sin. Why was it important for Jesus to get baptized? What did he have to repent of? John is, yes, baptizing unto repentance, but what did Jesus have to repent of? Nothing. Jesus also said, for those who come, those who hear the message, those who receive the gift of my Father, which of course would be him, those who say that, "Yes, I'm going to commit myself to this way. I'm going to follow the words of Jesus. I'm going to follow the teachings. I believe this. I believe what he's been saying as my showing of belief. I'm going to get baptized and let y'all know that I am part of those who are following Jesus." Well, Jesus said, "I'm getting baptized to let the world know that this is who I am. I believe that I teach it. Let me show you. For just as sure as you're following me, my teachings, have I not always told you that what I'm doing what my Father sent me to do?" Now y'all understand, or you will understand, when Paul says a little bit later, "Follow me as I follow Christ. So if I'm following you and you're following Christ, aren't we all following Christ? He said, now you're getting it. Well, Jesus, if you are doing this to show that you are a follower of who? Oh, now we're getting it. You are following the wishes of your father. Oh, and you're showing us that just as y'all are following me, I'm following my father. I'm doing what my father told me to do, saying what he told me to say, being able to perform the miracles, the healings, all with the permission and power that my father has bestowed even unto me. And you're showing this to the world. You're showing this to them. Oh, we know now. We can look in the scripture. We know that Jesus had, has, and had all power. We know that. We know that he was equal with God. We know that. But the world needed to know. They needed to see his him doing just as he taught and told them to do. He needed for them to understand that I believe in what I'm saying. Let me show you. So yes, he told John. We need to do this thing. We need to do this to show the world who we are, what we believe, and who we believe in. I'm saying this, beloved, because I'm almost finished, believe it or not. But having said this, this leads us into our text for today and our subject. Our text comes from this 17th verse. And lo, a voice, matter of fact, I'm going to read the 16th as well. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. Now, I want you to understand this. I got to stop here for a second. I got to stop here for a second. Can you imagine? Can you imagine watching someone come straight up out of the water? Can you just imagine that? You're shocked right there. I know you're standing there, mouth wide open, shocked. See Jesus come straightway out of the water. And when this happens, now all this is happening. He's coming out of the water. It said the heavens were opened before him. It's like I can imagine you looking up, the clouds are parting. The clouds are parting. And the Spirit of God coming down upon him. Just as a dove, they say. You know, a dove looks so graceful, you know, as it descends, as it kind of floats down, and the Holy Spirit is doing this, lighting upon Jesus. And then, while the heavens have opened, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, coming down upon Jesus, you hear his voice. In the 17th verse, it says, this is my beloved son. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Now you can imagine the astonishment of those around who's witnessing this. But what a confirmation this is. I dare say the greatest confirmation ever performed publicly. One, the Father, letting all those who hear this know something. This is my beloved. This is the son that I love. My beloved son. I love him. I love him. I want y'all to understand that I love him. Then he says, in whom? I want you to understand what that means. In whom? This is my beloved son. Who he is, what he represents, what he does, what he is doing, what he is saying, what he is teaching. In whom? Who he is, who you see before you. I'm proud. I'm well pleased. I'm proud of him. I'm proud of what he is teaching you guys. I'm proud of what he is doing before you. I'm proud of the miracles that he's performed, of the healings that he has done, of all the teachings that he is giving, of the example that he is showing before you, what he is doing before you, what he is living before you. All of this, I'm proud of that. I'm pleased with it. Eyebrows raising, eyes bulging out, folks standing there in amazement, astonished. What is this we have witnessed? What is this we have witnessed? We have heard God the Father stamp his approval on what his son is doing, what his son has already done. What his son is teaching us, everything that encompasses his son, he said, I'm pleased with it. I want you to know that I'm pleased with it. Again, even confirming what it folks before there, not just Jesus, but to the people, he said he was doing what his father said. And here his father's telling us that he's pleased with him. But I want y'all to understand something. And this is what they're saying. I know they're saying this. He ain't no ordinary dad. He ain't no ordinary pop. Because I don't know about y'all, but my father can't make the heavens part. My father can't make and have the Holy Spirit light down upon me like that, coming as I'm watching him descend from the heaven above. And my father has told me on occasion that he liked what I was doing. He was proud of what I'm doing. But he did not make this kind of showing before folks, letting everybody know that yes, I'm not ashamed to let you know that I'm proud of what my son is doing. I'm not embarrassed to let people know, okay, that I'm pleased with what he's doing. Not embarrassed, not ashamed at all. Matter of fact, I'm so proud of him. People say I shout it from the rooftop. No, not even the roots will echo what I'm saying. I'm telling y'all right here. I'm saying it right loud, and I'm confirming it even with the Holy Spirit that I'm pleased with what my son is doing. I love him. And what he's doing makes me love him even more. Proud. I'm a proud papa. I'm a proud papa today. This is what God is letting us know. Now, you may not accept what he's saying. You may not receive what he's saying. You may not fully understand what he's saying, but I'm pleased with it. I'm pleased with it. Some of y'all are looking at John and you reference John. Don't you hear what John is telling you? To hear, not only did I tell you that one mightier than me is coming, here he is. Here he is. And even though I'm humbled to the point that I don't feel worthy enough to baptize him, I feel like I should be baptized by him. He's told me, no, you do what you're doing, yeah. You suffered to be so. You have this continue on. And I let them know that I'm pleased with what you're doing. Baptize me. To let them know that this is something that we teach, that we say should be done. Baptize me. It's not about me repenting. But you baptize me. Folks are going to think a lot of things because I got baptized. But you baptize me because I say that's what should be done. That's what is written in the word. That should be done. We should be baptized. Baptize me. Folks are going to think what they think. Let them think it. But you baptize me. You know who I am. Those around here, now they know who I am. They will spread the word. The truth will be known. Scholars won't have to figure it out. Teachers won't have to try to look deep and infer anything. My father said he's pleased with what I'm doing. My father said he loves me. And I'm telling you, John, that what you're doing has to be done. Not only is it prophesied, it's what we teach. So yes, baptize me. Baptize. Beloved, I'm saying this to you, and I'm finished. Yes, this might be the day that we recognize as Father's Day. But can you imagine how this proud father, this proud papa felt when he looked down and saw what his son was doing? He said that he was proud. He said that he was pleased. And not just pleased, well pleased. I'm elated. I'm ecstatic. Oh man, I'm just so overwhelmed with happiness. With pride over what my son is doing. So you're saying, well, yes, Jesus, yes, he's done some great things, but his greatest act hasn't been done yet. And we know that. His death on the cross has not happened yet. And if God the Father was pleased with what he had done up to this point, how do you think he felt when his son suffered, bled, and died? Can you imagine how he felt? On one hand, yes, I'm sad over my son coming down from glory to walk among you humans, to be tempted. Just like you're being tempted. Yet, no sin did he commit. All he did was good. Y'all crucified him. We knew it was going to happen. But still, did he not give you opportunity after opportunity? to change your ways, to change your way of thinking, to be born again. We knew that it was going to be so many of you who would not receive this gift of my son. We knew that. We also knew that if you were not born again, you would never, ever be able to spend eternity with us. We can't have your kind here. You're full of sin, shaped in iniquity. None but the righteous can be here. And since none of you can make yourselves righteous, there is no place for you to go. No temple, no mosque, no church, no cathedral, no place for you to go where you could become righteous. There's no monk, no priest, no minister, no one that could say anything to you, that could lay hands on you, that could do anything to make you righteous. But there is a way. There is a way. There is a way. And that if you become born again, and that if you are able to have a righteous standing before me, if you are able to have someone that can try to stand for you before me, so I don't have to look on you, but I could just look on them and their righteousness and say, okay, you can come on if he brings you. And the only one has God looked down the corridors of eternity, looked around heaven to realize the only one that could do this, son, is you. You. You have to go there. You have to suffer. You have to bleed. You have to die. You have to be resurrected. And you have to come on back here, ascend back up here at home for them. Your blood has to be shed to cover their sin. Otherwise, I couldn't have them here. Only your blood. Do that. And that's what Jesus did. He did this. This is what made his papa so proud of him. As he looked and seen where this all began, this beginning, when it was all coming together. I like what you're doing because I know where it's leading. I know where it's going, where it's going to stop for men. I'm pleased. I'm well pleased. I'm proud of you. How many of you are saying that, wow, Jesus did this for me? I can't think about what he did to everybody else around me, for all those who say he's done this and say he's done that, but he did it for me. I know he did it for me. What he did was prepare the table before me. He said, now you come and eat. Come, taste of me and see that I'm good. I looked around and see, I can't help it, but I did look around and see anybody else coming to the table. The ones I thought should come, they didn't come. But guess what? I realized that, hey, you got to this move for yourself. I got to do this for me. I can't worry about what this one does, that one doesn't do. I have got to receive Jesus for myself. He presented himself before me. He said, listen, you come on. Embrace me as I embrace you, that I might be able to let you stand before my Father in heaven with me one day. I want that. I want that. I don't want to go through life's trials and tribulations. I don't want to go through life's ups and downs. I don't want to go through these heartbreaks and heartaches here and then turn around and go to hell too. I don't want that. Lord, I receive you. I thank you for dying for me, for dying for this wretched soul like me, for dying, for cleansing me with your blood. I'm grateful and I thank you. And praying, Lord, that you will receive me, save me, make me born again. I pray that you would do that for me, Lord, even today, even right now. Can't afford to say I'll wait until later. Later may not come. Can't afford to say I'll wait for the night. The night may not come. But I'm not going to neglect so great a salvation right now. I don't have to be in any great cathedral, mosque, temple, church. But right here where I am, this might not be the place that I should be. It's the place that I am right now. And I'm so glad to know, God, that you will receive me right now, right where I am. I don't have to make a big time declaration. Speak so loud that everybody can hear me. There'll be time to let them know when I do get baptized. Because, Lord, I receive you right now. I receive you right now. Somebody is saying that right now. I receive you right now, God. I heard the word. I heard how proud your Father is of you. I see in the word how proud that you were of what John was doing. Now, Lord, I want you to say that you're proud of me for hearing you and doing what you told me to do. And that is to ask you to save my soul. And Lord, I do know out of concern for my fellow man, I know that there's some who have strayed away from the course. I know that there's some who have gotten off the path. But Lord, you're letting us know that it's not too late for them. That the job they had started, the job that they were on, the task that they were doing is still there waiting for them. There's still so many that need to be brought in from the field. Let them who know who strayed away, who decided to do their thing for a while, but now they feel that they need to be renewed. Now they feel that they need to be restored. We pray, Father, that you would do that for them right now. So we pray in Heavenly Father, that our souls be saved, our souls be changed, and that you, Heavenly Father, will put us on the right path. And we also pray for and with those who strayed away before, but realize that now is the time to come forth. We pray for them as well, Lord, that you will rejuvenate them, restore them. They might continue to do the work that you've assigned our hands to do. So we thank you, Lord. We praise you. And we acknowledge you, Lord, for being the proud papa that you are. Lord, in your son Jesus, you have so much to be proud of. And just as we have so much to be thankful for. So, Lord, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we just thank you, praise you, and glorify you. And pray, Lord, again, that as we go through this day, we can do so, living and walking in your spirit. God bless you. Thank you for the souls that have come today, Heavenly Father. We know that heaven is rejoicing. Allow us to be able to rejoice with them as well. This we do pray in Jesus' name. Amen.